to join you on our Shift Today radio experience. My name is Nina Roach, and you have joined today everyday people, can't say every single people, but everyday people that are ready and willing to proclaim the word of God. So glad to have joined you all this week. I pray that you have been meditating and thinking and reflecting on this week's podcast, because I tell you, I've been delivering so much as I've been getting the downloads from the Holy Spirit, and I'm telling you, that's what you're going to be receiving today. I'm going to be uploading today what he has downloaded into my spirit, man, and you better be so glad that you have come to this broadcast, because when you come, where you're going to hear so many confirmations, you're going to get some answers to questions that you have been waiting for. This experience will be made easier as you engage by opening up your ears and opening up your heart to receive the ministry of the word today. I tell you, I just want to go right in and pray so that I can release these faith-filled spirit words that will produce more insight, that will, as he says in Ephesians 1, that the eyes of your understanding would be open, so that you can know the hope. God doesn't only want you to have hope, but he wants you to know the hope to which he has called you, to know the things with great understanding and wisdom, to what all Jesus did, what all did he accomplish when he came to preach the kingdom of heaven or preach the kingdom of God, because that's what it's all about. He came to preach and teach the kingdom. And what is in the kingdom? Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. And if you've missed any of those previous segments, I would encourage you to go back here, the words of the Lord. I'm going to go right in and pray today. I'm going to be reading out of Matthew 11. I'm going to be reading out of John 6. And I'm going to read and finish, I believe, out of Hebrews 6. And after that, we're going to make some declarations of faith concerning our prosperity. And what is prosperity? As soon as most people think of prosperity, they think of money. But what's the sense of having a lot of money or a lot of wealth or a lot of knowledge or material goods and you don't know the purpose for it? Or what's the sense of having a prosperity or wealth and you don't have your health? True prosperity ultimately means God has raised you up to possess all that he has to meet the needs of the people of it, what's happening in the moment. And so true prosperity basically is the ability to look a man or a woman or a child right squared in their eyes in the moment of what seems impossible or too big for them, and to take his own needs or her needs or a child's needs as your own. That's really true prosperity, is when you can take the needs of others and say, you know what, this need is going to now become my need because God has blessed me to have the resources to either do it all by myself, or he has provided me with the resources to come alongside of others, to partner to meet the needs of others. And that's what true prosperity all is about. And so just like everything in the earth, everything is governed by laws. There's laws that govern true prosperity. There's laws that govern even the natural things like gravity or the law of lift. There's laws that govern, the kingdom of God. And so the main law that governs it all, including time, whether it's matter, whether if it's space, whether if it's the laws of prosperity, whether if it's the laws of salvation, whether if it's the laws of how to get results naturally or spiritually, is faith. Faith is the law. Faith is the highest law in the kingdom of God that supersedes gravity, that supersedes basically anything that was created in the earth. Basically, faith is the law that governs over all of the resources that God has made for us to enjoy in the earth. I'm telling you, this is going to be a powerful broadcast today. And so I want to go right in and pray I tell you, you're going to be so blessed that you came to hear to Friday's segment today on Shift. Heavenly Father, we thank you for another day. We thank you that Jesus is the bread of life. He is the manna that we can eat of his flesh every single day. We can partake of this word and digest it and bring it up out of our spirit man to accomplish the will of God. Father God, we know that you sent Jesus to preach and manifest the kingdom. And you named your child who came as the Son of Man, Jesus, because the spirit can never produce blood. Only a body can produce blood. That's why you sent the child, Jesus, in a body. So the blood, his blood, the ultimate blood, would be the highest form of sacrifice to bear the sin of all mankind, so that we can move beyond the cross, move beyond the burial, and stay at the lifted place, the law of lift, to his place of resurrection, and take our seat and our positions as seated as the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, and rule and have dominion over your hands, the works of your hands. The works of your hands were time. The works of your hands were nature. The works of your hands was space. The works of your hands was matter. Every living, creeping thing was even of the works of your hands. We have control over the works of your hands. And you have called us to dominate and to receive everything back over the works of your hands. And so, Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus that everything that you have given us, we receive it back now in Jesus' name. I thank you, Father, that none of your words will fall to the ground empty today, but they will accomplish the very purpose and the reason that you sent them to be accomplished. I thank you, Lord God, that no weapon formed against us will prosper. And Holy Spirit, do what you do best. You take the lead and be the Lord over this broadcast. Be the Lord over the words of my mouth, and that you manifest these words with signs and wonders following the word today. I thank you, Holy Spirit, that as we have willed ourselves to be on this podcast live today, then since we are here, open up our hearts and open up our ears so that we can hear. May we have ears to hear and eyes to see, spiritually and naturally, 2020 vision in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Lord God, for being a part of our lives and partnering with us as we are partnering with you, Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, if you agree with that prayer, why don't you go ahead and say amen and amen. Let's kick it off today. Matthew 11:12 from the Amplified Bible says, from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, but the violent men, and I'd say women, seize it by force as a precious prize. Even he says from the Passion Translation, from the moment John stepped into the scene until now, talking about John the Baptist, Jesus' cousin, from the moment that John the Baptist stepped into the scene until now, the realm of heaven's kingdom is bursting forth, and passionate people have taken hold of its power. From the CEV, Matthew 11:12 says, from the time of John the Baptist until now, violent people have been trying to take over the kingdom of heaven by force. And that's what you and I have been called to do. From the Message Bible, Matthew 11:12-14, he says, let me tell you what's going on here, Jesus speaking. No one in history surpasses John the Baptizer, but in the kingdom he prepared you for, the lowliest person is ahead of him. for a long time now, people have tried to force themselves into God's kingdom. That's through religion and all of those man-made things. But if you read the books of the prophets of God's law closely, you will see them culminate into John teaming up with him in preparing the way for the Messiah of the kingdom. Look at it in this way. John is the Elijah. In other words, like the has the anointing of Elijah. You've all been expecting to arrive and introduce the Messiah. And so with all of this, my topic today, I believe that the Holy Spirit is having us to me to share with you, and so that you can get a clear understanding of what he is saying today, is to hear his Spirit-filled words. The law of the Spirit, the law of faith is the greatest asset that you have while you're here on the earth. Why? Because the law of faith has proceeded, has surpassed, like John the Baptist, has proceeded to prepare a way, here it is, for the manifestation. The law of the Spirit, that's the words of God, the words of life, the words of life, the law of the Spirit, the law of faith has superseded, has surpassed, has proceeded the manifestation that you and I are believing God for. Hear what I'm telling you today. As I started off the broadcast, true prosperity, because a lot of times people think prosperity to only be money, but that's not the key. True prosperity is the ability to look someone that has, in the midst of something that is so impossible, for them to be able to withstand at that moment. And you, with all of the ability or resources that God has given you, and I don't mean just money, it's whatever the need is at the time for those that are lacking the thing that they need to produce. True prosperity is you looking that person square in the eye at that moment of impossibility, and you're taking that need as your own, which means you say, I don't have to necessarily know how you got in this situation, but what I do know is that I have resources, and with my resources, I can help meet your need. Either God will have you meet the need collectively, all together, or either God would have you meet the need to partner with others. Like, you can partner with Shift today as we are going out and we're meeting the needs of the people that are experiencing homelessness. On next Wednesday, you can partner with us by sowing a financial seed, or you can partner with us by going, which means you are coming alongside and using your time that is available to partner with us to meet the needs of people by providing community encouragement. Or you can sow a seed as we are picking up all the resources that we're going to need to provide for their needs naturally, so that we can get in to provide for their needs spiritually. It's nothing like talking to a person, and this is a strategy that I want you to be mindful of. There's nothing like talking to a person in the moment of their struggle, and you start telling them all about God and all their spiritual needs. They don't need that right now. That's the ultimate goal that you're going to lead them to, community encouragement. But at the first time you meet a person that you're in the midst of their unfortunate impossibility, the first thing you can do is to meet their need naturally and then tell them the reason why you did it. See, that's what Paul did through his books, through those that revelation knowledge, through his Pauline letters or his epistles, starting from the book of Rome and of Ephesus and Colossians and Philippi and all of those churches that he went to visit and that he written to. He was revealing to them what they were writing about as a witness. Paul was saying, this is what Jesus meant when he said that I have come to give life and give it more abundantly. He was saying, this is why Jesus went to the death. He had to go to the cross to experience death, to bear the sin of humanity. This is why he rose to deposit his blood in the Holy of Holies. So once we get revelation knowledge, that's why I always encourage you to pray for revelation knowledge, because that's how, Adam learned. The kingdom of God is not learned that Jesus preached. The kingdom of God is deserved. And because Jesus knew when he came to the earth that he was speaking to disciples that were unbelievers, he had to speak to them in parables. Why? Because they were unbelievers. But the more that they began to hang around Jesus, the Holy Spirit began to reveal to them who he was as the Son of God, who he was as the Son of Man. The kingdom of God that Jesus preached is not learned, it's deserved. That's why we must always pray that God would open up our spiritual eyes so that we can see naturally what God is revealing to us spiritually. The spirit realm is the causal realm. The spirit realm was here first. The law of the spirit is the law, shall I say, of faith is the greatest conduit that God uses in the earth. God grabs a hold of your measure of faith, or shall I, the God kind of faith, or shall I say, the faith that he imparts into your spirit, that we all have the same measure when we come into the kingdom of God. Now, faith comes by hearing. The only way you even got the God kind of faith is because you heard some different, some new information, and you began to contain that information into your spirit, or shall I say, receive it into your soul so that it can be contained down in your spirit. Remember, the battle is for your soul. Satan is after your soul, your mind, your will, and your emotions, and your intellect. And so is God. God is after your soul, your mind, your will, your emotions, and your intellect, and your imagination. So the kingdom of God is really after the soul. The kingdom of Satan is really after the soul. So Jesus, now you understand why Jesus said that I am your shepherd, because the soul needs a shepherd. The soul needs a Lord. There is no soul or no spirit that is in the earth that can just exist without a Lord. Either Satan is your Lord or either Jesus is your Lord. They are both fighting for your soul, and they get their information out, whether if it's through lies of the enemy or whether if it's truth of the Holy Ghost, so that you can take hold of what the information is. Because whoever you will, by your gift of free will, whoever you will the information from or get the information from, that's the one that's going to have lordship over your soul. That's the one that's going to rule over your emotions. So either you're going to allow the word to rule over your emotions, either you're going to allow the word of God to rule over your body, or are you going to allow the enemy to rule over your body, to rule over your soul? Because both of them are masters, and they want they both want control of your soul. Either Satan is going to rule over your soul, or either God is going to rule over your soul. So who are you going to give your mind to? You stand in the middle. You stand in the mediator. You are the mediator of who you're going to relinquish your will to. That's why Jesus had already came. When he came to preach the kingdom of God, he said, it's not my will, but I have decided to will my will to God's will, because Jesus says in John 14 that it's the Father that does the work. And so every work that you see me do is because I have decided to will it from God's will. And we know that God's will is God's word. And we know that God's word is the seed. And so whoever gets the greatest deposit of the seed is going to be the greatest deposit of the fruit. Hear what I'm telling you today. And so God needs to use the faith, which is the highest conduit in the earth that he has given you as a measure once you accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Before that, you had natural faith. That means you believed in things that you could see. Whether if you saw it, you felt it, you touched it, you smelt it, you have natural faith. But the faith of God is higher than natural faith. And because of faith, natural faith was still created by God. Hear what I'm telling you today. Natural faith was still created by God. God even created time. Read it on day 4 from Genesis. In Genesis 1, God created time when he set the moon and the stars in the sky. That's how he ruled back then. That's how even now, when you even read according even to the Torah, or the Jewish Bible. See what I'm telling you today? They were ruled by the sun, or they were ruled by the moon. And that's how God ruled them in according to time. Time became more effective as far as to rule after the fall of man. Prior to the fall of man, God never governed us by time. We were governed by faith. We were governed by the word of God, which means whatever the word of God is what we responded to. And that's where God is taking us back to not be governed by time, because God created time, but he did not create time for us to be governed by. He created us to be governed by time. And the more that we get a chance to see what God has said and follow from the word supersedes time. Hear what I'm telling you today. Faith, it supersedes time. It's called the law of lift. See, there's gravity, but the law of lift was superseded by the law of gravity. If that wasn't the case, then a plane wouldn't be able to fly above gravity because of the weight of a plane. But the law of lift understood something about the law of gravity, and the law of lift took all of its attributes along with the law of gravity, and it superseded the law of gravity. Now it's the law of lift, and you and I are able to get into a plane naturally with hundreds of people on it and fly above the law of gravity. But we have a law that's greater than the law of time, greater than the law of matter, greater than the law of substance, greater than the laws of any material thing that has been created ultimately by God for us to rule over. Psalms 115:16 says the heavens belong to God, but he has given the earth to the sons of men. That's us. So we have been called to rule over time. And so once we tap into faith and we get the promise of God, he says, when you pray, believe that you've received it. But it says when you desire. First it says desire. So first you got to desire the thing that God has already created when you read the word of God. And then you pray about that. And then you believe that. And then you receive that. And then you act upon what you receive from what you prayed, from what you desire from the word of God. And then you will have that. It has nothing to do with time. And I believe God, that's how we get a chance to accelerate, to manifest the things of God, because we keep saying this is going to happen when God is saying this has already happened. And I need for you now to take your faith, take hold of the promise, the thing that you've desired from the word of God, pray about it, believe you've received it past when you pray about it, and then have it. Supersede time, and then God takes a hold of that faith, that his faith, his measure of you meditating, because out of revelation, knowledge comes from meditation. He says in Joshua 1, meditate on the word day and night, and then you shall have good success. So if we're not having good success, then we have to go back not to God and blame God while stuff is not happening. We have to go back to God to say that I have not been meditating on what has already belonged to me through the finished works of Jesus Christ. In other words, God, whatever you have already wrought out in Christ, it is already mine. I'm not waiting for healing. I'm no longer waiting for money. I'm not no longer waiting for something to happen, because I can govern the laws of faith that supersede time, matter, and substance. And faith is the main conduit that God uses in the earth. He says in Hebrews 11 that faith is the only thing that pleases God, not the thing that you're trying to do to please God. The moment you accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, God was already pleased with you. You were already made righteous. You had already been made justified. So the things that you do now, the things that you are accomplishing now, the things that you're desiring now and you're praying about now and you're believing and you're receiving by faith now, in acting upon the faith that you prayed about, believed about, and received according to the word of God, you can have it, because the law of faith is superseded. It's like the law of lift. It's the highest form of the law in the kingdom of God. And so God says, as it is in heaven, so it is here in the earth. Hear what I'm telling you today. I'm giving you so much meat, but I know you're ready for it. You can take it this morning. You can take it. Because what does he say? In Matthew 11, as I started off this broadcast, he says, from the time of John the Baptist until now, violent people, meaning your soul has been assaulted long enough. How long are you going to allow the enemy to torment your soul, your mind, will, emotions, imagination, and intellect? How long are you going to allow him to buffet you about your past? When Paul says to the church of Philippi, and he's talking to you today through the Spirit of the Lord, Paul is writing to you on the tablets of your heart. He's saying, forget about the things that lie behind, and I need for you to press on to the things that are now before you. Take your hand, put your hand out to the plow, and don't look back. Because if you look back like, what's that woman, when she looked back, she turned into a pillar of salt. God is saying, don't look back, because when you look back, that to be more greater than your future. From this time and this moment, John stepped onto the scene. He says from Matthew 11:12, and the realm of the heaven's kingdom is bursting forth now. Because faith is now. The substance is now. God is now. God is not in the future, though he will be in the future when we get there in time. But God is always now. Eternity is always now. Your past is not now. Your future is now. And then as you go through it in time. But see, God is trying to teach us and show us through the Spirit of God in these last days, this is what's going to make us so much greater and be such a greater force, because faith is a force. The faith is a violent force. It takes what God has said. It believes what God has said. It receives what God has said. And it manifests what God has said. And so when you manifest it, that means you seize it. You take it by force. Faith is a force. You know, I was reading this morning in in John 6:43-71. I read all of John 6, but I'm particularly honing into John 6:43-71. Jesus says, don't be bickering among yourselves from the Message Bible over me. So in other words, stop fighting over the word. Sometimes you're so busy trying to prove something to the word. No, prove the word to you and then just manifest it. You're not in charge here, he says from John 6:43-71 from the Message Bible. The Father who sent me is in charge. Like me, the Father who has sent me to be on this broadcast, I'm sent here for you. He's in charge. I'm not in charge. You're not in charge. And listen what the Father does. He draws people to me. That's the only way you'll ever come. That's the only way you listen to me right now. I already know when people listen to me and getting up on my realm of influence, they ready to shift. They ready to go to the next level. They ready to go beyond eating, drinking, and off of all this milk. They ready to get their wisdom teeth and start operating on a higher level by the kingdom of God. Hear what I'm telling you today. Only then, Jesus says from John 6:43-71, only then do I do my work. This is the work that I do, that Jesus did and you're called to do, putting people together, putting their lives back together, setting them back on their feet, ready for the end. We got to get people ready for the end because Jesus is coming. This is what the prophets meant when they wrote, and when they will, and then they will all be personally taught by God. When you come on Shift Today Ministries platforms, whether if you're in our Shift Today worship experiences or to our Shift Today radio experiences, you are personally being taught by God. And Jesus continues on to say, at any time, at all, listening to the Father like you're doing now through me, really listening and therefore learning, comes to me to be taught personally. When you come to me, you're being personally taught to see it with your own eyes, he says, to hear it with your own eyes for me, since I have it firsthand from the Father. Jesus is saying that he's got the good news of the kingdom of God firsthand from the Father. And if Jesus is inside of you like he is inside of me, you've got the firsthand good news from the Father. He's not talking about the bad news. He came to destroy the works of the devil according to Acts 10:38. No one has ever seen the Father, Jesus has said, except the one who has been alongside of the Father. And you can see me. Because just like his Father, and he says that I'm telling you the most solemn and solemn sober truth, whoever believes in me has real life, eternal life. I am the bread of life. Your ancestors ate the manna, the bread in the desert, and they died. But now here is the bread again that truly comes down out of heaven. anyone, not again, but anyone eating this bread will not die. So in other words, eat the bread of life. He says in Matthew 4:4, you shall not, man shall not, we shall not eat by bread alone, natural bread alone to feed the natural man, but we shall live by every word, every spirit-led word, every spirit that word that you read, every spirit-led word that you say. That's what you're living from. That's what's sustaining you. Stop bragging and boasting that your workout plan is sustaining you. Your workout plan ain't sustaining you. That's sustaining your body. The word of God is sustaining you. Give the credit to where credit is due. Your vitamins are not sustaining you. Your vitamins are sustaining your physical body. The word of God is sustaining you. He gave you the wisdom to take the vitamins. And then you still better pray over those vitamins because they've been created by man. Hello. So hear what I'm telling you today. Anyone who eats this bread will live forever, and the bread that I present to the world so that it can eat and live as is myself, this flesh and blood self. He says, going down, I got to get to this main verse. I got to get to this main verse to you today. He says, right here, he says, in John 6, woo, Jesus, 61, Jesus sensed that his disciples were having a hard, in other words, with this truth that he was spilling out. In other words, this truth I'm sharing with you this morning. Does this throw you off completely? What would happen if you saw the Son of Man ascending from where he came from? The Spirit can make life. Sheer muscle, here it is, if you're trying to toil. That's why Jesus told Peter, stop your toiling and throw your nets on the other side. And Peter said, knowing all about the water, knowing about the fish, he was a fisherman. So that means he knew his estate. He knew the lifestyle of a fisherman. But he said, but at your word, Jesus, I'm going to put my net onto the other side. So basically he said, so stop toiling. That's the word for us today. Don't toil. He says in John 6 from 61 to 65, sheer muscle and willpower don't make anything happen. Peter couldn't make nothing happen fishing, and they had been fishing all night. But see, when you listen to the word of God, here it is again, as I said earlier, now you have superseded the natural realm with faith, because faith is acting on the word of God. Act your word. Now you superseded time, toiling all night, fishing all night, trying to figure it out all night. What should I do all day? You can bypass time that God created on the fourth day. Why? Because faith is the highest conduit in the earth that has been given to you by God. It's called the God kind of faith. So he says sheer muscle and willpower don't make it happen. But every word that I've spoken to you is spirit word, and so it will be life-making. Hear what I'm telling you today. Don't forget to read my today's Devo. Read that Devo today. I'm telling you because it's got a lot to tell you what I'm telling you now. But some of you are resisting and refusing. That's why you're not seeing results, because you are resisting the word of God and you are refusing the word of God. In other words, you're resisting Jesus and you're refusing Jesus. And since Jesus is seated in heaven and he's now, we're under the tutelage now of the Holy Ghost, he says you're now resisting the Holy Spirit and you're refusing the Holy Spirit, who has now taken the place of Jesus in the earth, the third person of the Godhead. And Jesus knew from the start that some weren't going to risk themselves with them, with him, like he knows that today. He also knows, as he says from John 6, 61 to 65, he also knew also who would betray him. You better know that out of every 12 people, hear what I'm telling you. This is what I wrote in my journal today. And just as a reminder for me as a leader, that out of every 12 people, you will choose your betrayer. Hear what I'm telling you today. Out of every 12 people, Jesus knew from the start that some weren't going to risk themselves with him. He knew also who would betray him. He went on to say, this is why I told you earlier that no one is capable of coming to me on his own. You get to me only as a gift from the Father. So you better know that out of every 12, you have chosen your betrayer. But your betrayer, he showed me, will always slay themselves. So you don't even have to vindicate yourself. Did not Judas go and hang himself? He tried to throw 30 shekels in exchange for Jesus' life. But guess what? Your betrayers will always slay themselves. So don't vindicate yourself. You pray for your enemies. That's a word. And after this, he said, say after this, a lot of his disciples left. And then I thought about this morning as I was reading out of John 6. Why a lot of Jesus' disciples left? Because those weren't some, I believe, those that Jesus had chosen. Jesus chose the 12. See, I'm only getting this by revelation knowledge. That's why it's so important for you to get into the Word of God. He says, after this, a lot of Jesus' disciples left. And then that was giving me some freedom. It's a lot of people that have left me. And it's okay because I never was called to join them. Hear what I'm telling you today. Or they were never selected by me, because, see, we do the choosing too. They were never selected by me for them to join me. So those that when I solicited partnership, you better know if you're my partner and you're still with me, guess what? You're going to get the same benefits that I have, because the same anointing that is on this ministry is on you. And that's teaching, that's truth, that's revelation knowledge, and this is a ministry that gets results. I can't speak for any other ministry, but I can speak for Shift Today Ministry. We get results because we are not leaving Jesus. We're not going to be like a lot of those other disciples who left, according to John 6:67. And he says, and they no longer even wanted to be associated with him. That set me free when I read that this morning. I thought about not only those that has departed from me, but they also didn't want to be associated with me. Praise God. Back in the day, and which a lot of times that did, I went through a lot of dark, lonely times thinking about what did I do? What did I say? Why did they leave? How come they didn't want to be associated with me? And then the Holy Spirit gave me this revelation like I'm giving you right now. And this could also help you too from John 6, verse 66 and 67. He says, then Jesus gave the 12 their chance. In other words, he gave the 12 the ones that he chose. He says, so do you also want to leave? And then you know Peter from verse 68 and 69. Master, now really, to whom will we go? You have the words of real life, eternal life. We've already committed ourselves in you. We're confident that you are the only one God, the only one true God. And Jesus responded, haven't I you? I believe that every legacy partner and Shift Today ministry partner and those that are even in just my natural relationships with me, you have been handpicked by God to walk alongside of me as a woman, walk alongside of me as a pastor and prophetic teacher, walk alongside of me and for our outreach and missionary work as a legacy partner to build the kingdom of God. He says, still one of you is the devil. He was referring to Jesus. He was referring to Judas, son of Simon Iscariot. This man, one of the 12 that Jesus chose, was even the getting ready to betray him. And then you know what I thought about? The Holy Spirit gave me revelation from John 6. The Holy Spirit said, I had to choose Judas. Ha ha. Check this out. He said, because remember when Jesus said, it's the Father in me that does the work. So that means that Jesus technically didn't choose Judas. Who chose Judas was the Father. Because see, the Father remembered his promise that he told when Satan, ha ha, this was a Jesus. Judas was a precursor. Hear what I'm telling you, like he is even now in the earth, a precursor to what's going to ultimately happen to the devil. When God told Adam and Eve, he told Satan, look what you have done. But I'm telling you, I'm going to get you back, devil. And I'm going to get you back through the word. And I'm going to get you back legally through a body. That's why Jesus had to come in a body as the Son of Man, not the Son of God. Because if he came as the Son of God, he would not have to be baptized. He would not have been baptized and filled with the Holy Ghost. But he came as the Son of Man so that he could get everything back. And the only reason, here's revelation knowledge, and the only reason Jesus needed a body and he didn't come just as a spirit, because the body can only produce blood. Take hold to what I'm telling you right now. The body can only produce blood. A spirit cannot produce blood. A body can only produce blood. So the blood of Jesus that was deposited in the Holy of Holies superseded the blood of bulls and animals and goats that God made that first covenant with Abraham. He came to show Abraham that this is what's to come. So Satan, I'm going to get you back, as I told you in Genesis, that the seed of the woman shall bruise your head. Which means I'm going to cut you off. Because you cut the head off, you cut off the life force. You cut the head off of Satan. The head of Satan is already beheaded. Satan is walking around here beheaded. He said it in Colossians 1 that he triumphantly went through the camp of hell and said, I got the head. Isn't that what David did with Goliath? He triumphed with the head of Goliath and said, I got the head. And you better know that you got the head. You got to know that you are the head and not the tail. Come on here. You better know that you are on top and not at the bottom, because the blood of Jesus, by those 39 stripes that he bore on his body, redeemed you and got it back, repaired you, restored you. And that's what Jesus preached. The same good message of the gospel of what Jesus preaches, what we preach from this Shift the Day ministry platform. And those that are in Christ Jesus, you can live and not die, and you can live and govern and be master and ruler and head over the things of God's hand, because God says that I've given my people full control and dominion over the works of my hand, so that they can subdue, so that they can replenish, so that they can reproduce all of the works of my hand, says the Spirit of the Lord today. And then he says it to finish it off, according to Hebrews 6:13. And don't forget to read today's Devo, the faithfulness of God. You better be so glad of the faithfulness of God, because in this world we needed something that we could depend on. It's because of the faithfulness of God and God being so true and so much full of integrity to his own word when he gave Adam and Eve a free will, when he said the moment, God makes says a word one time, and he has to keep that one time word that he promised, because God is the Spirit of truth. And he said to Adam and Eve, the moment that you eat, the moment that you choose, the moment that you desire something other than me, the moment that you eat from the tree of good and evil, the moment that you eat and partake of the tree of good and evil, that all of the trees, you got 99 trees that you can eat from, but the moment that you eat of this one tree of the knowledge of good and evil, which you never were intended to know what I know, that means you're trying to be who I said you wouldn't be. That means you're doing something outside of the will that I never governed for your life. But because I'm so faithful to my word, I'm faithful to what? To the moon and the galaxies and the stars and creation and the water and the fish and nature. I'm faithful to my word. But Adam, I'm telling you, you are the ruler of the earth. And the moment that you eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, surely you will separate yourself from me. This is not my highest will for you, but I will get it back. And I'm going to get it back. That's what my days of this devotional says, receive everything back. And I'm going to get it back, because now that I know that you desired something that was not greater than me, you were desiring something that I created for you to enjoy, and it wasn't the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. You had 99 trees to enjoy. See, that's why you got to be careful of not getting into excess. In other words, for excess is called lasciviousness. You can't get into lasciviousness. Every time God tell you some one thing and you got to get one extra, it's like you can't just get one cookie. You got to get five cookies, and now you got 5 extra pounds, and now you got 20 extra pounds. Oh, I'm going there this morning, because it applies spiritually as it does naturally. Stop getting into excess and just do the word of God like Peter. Cast your net on the other side. I know you went to school and you learned all your natural information for your occupation, but your vocation is much greater, because your vocation is grounded in the kingdom of God, and only the kingdom of God is released through spirit-filled words. So that's why, like Abraham, he had to call those things that be not, things that he didn't know, that he learned from the natural world, because the kingdom of God is not learned. The kingdom of God is discerned by revelation knowledge from meditation of the word of God daily, as he told us to do in Joshua 1. So when we stay a hold to God's word and let God be faithful and let everything else be a liar, he says in Hebrews 6:13-20, and I'm going to stop it in here. He says, be glad that you came on this broadcast today. And if you missed any of it, please go back, because it's too powerful. It's too deep. I took y'all out in the deep today, and I knew what I was doing. I didn't know, but the Spirit of God in me knows what he's doing, because he knows you're ready. God don't never give us nothing until we're ready. Hebrews 6:13-20. Now, when God made a promise to Abraham, since there was no one greater than himself, here it is, he swore an oath on his own integrity, his word, to keep the promise as sure as God exists. So he said, have no doubt. I promise to bless you over and over and give you a son and multiply you without measure. So Abraham waited patiently. That's why you got to wait patiently. Patience is a fruit of the Holy Spirit. This isn't the fruit of something that you can create. Patience is supernatural. Don't when you tell people you don't have patience, you're actually lying. And you probably do don't have patience if you're out of the kingdom of God, because now you're back in the realm of time. Remember, faith, the conduit that God uses in the earth, he has to grab hold of something, and he's not grabbing hold of something that was he created. He's grabbing hold of of what has come out of himself, which is faith. Hear what I'm telling you today. So Abraham waited patiently in faith. That's why you got to wait patiently for that promise that God is telling you. Patience in the Greek means to remain the same. That means if you are resting, because to remain the same, rest into that, enter into that Sabbath rest, that rest of patience and waiting for that promise to be fulfilled, that manifestation by constantly saying, thank you, Father, entering into praise. Thank you, Father. I believe that I receive what I've just read, the desires of my heart. That's why I gave you that blueprint of what it looks like, the desire, the prayer, believe, receive, acting upon what you receive, forgive, and then manifest. Amen. Abraham waited patiently, it says, from Hebrews 6, verse 15, from the TPT version. So Abraham waited patiently in faith and succeeded in seeing. He succeeded in seeing. So you got to succeed in seeing it first in your inward man before you succeed in seeing it in your outward man. You got to succeed in seeing it first in your inward man, on the inside of you, before you can succeed in seeing it on the outside of you. That's why meditation is so important, because meditation, or muttering the word, seeing the word, looking at it on your vision board, seeing it in pictures, seeing it in black and white, or seeing it in color, drawing it out so that you can see it on the outside of you. Succeeded in seeing the promise fulfilled. It is very common for people to swear an oath by something greater than themselves, for the oath will confirm their statements and end all dispute. Covenant will confirm their statements and end all in dispute. So in the same way, God wanted to end all doubt, like he's doing today, and confirm it even more so. Here it is, even more so. He's confirming it. How is he going to confirm it? Well, where am I at? Confirm it even more forcefully. Remember, I told you that the kingdom of heaven, and when I started off the broadcast in Matthew, the kingdom of heaven suffered violence, Matthew 11:12, but the violence taken by force, forcefully to those who will inherit his promises. His promises was unchangeable. Why? Because his nature is unchangeable. His faithfulness is unchangeable. So God added his vow to the promise. He added his word to the promise, his covenant vow that was sworn in blood. So it is impossible for God to lie. For we know that his promise and his vow will never change. And so that healing, having you being in health, will never change. Having you, Lord Jesus Christ, as your Lord and Savior will never change. Being sustained and to have wealth will never change. That's what God has inherited for us through the word of God. And now we have run into his heart to hide ourselves in his faithfulness. This is what we call to do every day. This is where we find his strength and comfort, for though he empowers us to seize what has already been established ahead. Here it is, ahead of time. I told you faith is ahead of time. Of the law of faith is ahead of time. Faith was a created thing in Genesis 1, day 4. God created time when he set the stars and the moon and the sun in place. But we're not called to be governed by the sun and the moon. We're to be governed, as Peter said, at thy word will I put this net on the other side. You're called to be governed by the word. So he says, here it is, powers us to see what has already been established. So what was already established ahead of time? What? Go ahead and say it. You better say it. Faith. Faith was ahead of time. An unshakable hope. We have this certain hope like a strong, unbreakable anchor. Here it is, holding our souls. That's why I say go back in and listen to the broadcast, because I told you the kingdom of God is about the soul. It's about God possessing your soul. The kingdom of God also is for God possessing the soul, but also the kingdom of darkness is about Satan possessing the soul. Who are you going to give rulership to rule your mind, your will, your emotions, your imagination, your intellect, your emotions? It's sure, hopefully it ain't going to be the kingdom of darkness. Because you're above it, especially if you're a believer. He says, our anchor of hope is fastened to the mercy seat, which sits in the heavenly realm that's still seated, beyond the sacred threshold, and where Jesus, our forerunner, has gone in before us. He is now and forever our royal high priest, like in the order of Melchizedek. Man, I'm telling you, I know that I know that I know. I would encourage you to go back in and read this broadcast and also to be today's Devo, receive everything this broadcast was all about, for you to receive everything back. And how do you receive it? By force. You have been buffeted and tormented enough with doubt, with concerns, with all of this stuff, you and I, but we have the measure and the faith of God that can constantly increase as we keep hearing the promises of God. Because when you hear the promises of God, what it does is it creates a desire. Even Jesus, when he walked the earth, he just couldn't go around healing the people. Why was the man sitting there for 38 years? Because he had not superseded time with the faith of God. Why? Because he didn't have the knowledge of God. Why? That's why God says we perish for a lack of knowledge. But once you get the knowledge of God, the knowledge of faith, and what God has wrought out for you and I in Christ Jesus through his finished work, and know that it's ours, and know that we're the righteousness of God, know that we're new creations of God, and we have the word to repair us, we have the word to replenish us, we have the word to reproduce, we can bring it right out of our spirit, man, from the kingdom of God, from the impartation of the word of God. That's because basically all it's about is containment. That's what media is. Social media, worldly media, television, radio, the words of others, it's all about containment. Who are you going to listen to that's going to put you in a container or is going to put you in a place of an obtainer? Ha, ha, ha. An obtainer or a container. Either you're going to listen to the words and the lies of Satan to keep you contained, or are you going to finally listen to the word of God, spirit life words that's going to anchor your soul, because no spirit exists in the earth without any Lord. Either Satan is your Lord or God is your Lord. It's no other Lord in between. Hear what I'm telling you today. You're not even your own Lord. You can't make Lord in images out of other things. You don't let the works of your hands be a Lord. Hear what I'm telling you today. The people are actually lordy. Some people can't even get to God because their jobs are their Lord. Their jobs tell them what to do. Their jobs tell them to work, work, work. Don't get engaged with your family. Don't spend time in community. Don't learn anything. Govern this. No, you are not called to even let the work, your job, your kids, nothing that has been created by God as a resource is to govern you. The only thing that is to govern you is, like Peter said, is at thy word. Spirit-led words. Do you hear what I'm telling you today? It's time for you and I to receive everything back. And how are we going to do it? With the word of God. There, like Peter. So basically, Jesus is asking you today by the Spirit of God. So what are you going to do? Are you going to depart too? Are you going to continue to doubt too? Are you going to continue to walk astray too? Because I have handpicked you, the one that's on this broadcast Monday and through Friday, the one that's reading the Devos, the one that's sowing. See, I know who's all indebted in. I know who's listening on the broadcast. I may not know your name, but it's the same phone numbers every day. I see who gives. We see the giving, the CFO and I. We see the giving. We see who are the partakers, and we also see what they're doing too. We see them getting the blessings. We see them getting the resources, because you can't come to this platform and just receive without giving. And if you do, you ain't going to get the same results as we do. You're not, because you came on this platform to only receive. You have not come to give and receive. That's the kingdom of God. And so hear what I'm telling you today. We will never manipulate you on this broadcast. We will never manipulate you in our gathering or experiences, because it's not me. It's the Father in me that's crafting every word that comes out of my spirit, man, for you. I've been sent for you. You have been sent for the world. We have been sent for the kingdom to get it, can show the world that we will not be contained by what you're showing us on the television, by what we're hearing through lies and doubt and deceit. We will be obtaining everything that you own, and we will govern time, and time and substance and matter, and all the resources of God will not govern us. If this has been a blessing to you, this broadcast, all I need for you to do, by a contact of faith, because it's the only way that I know, because it's many of you all are still on here, all I need for you to do is to press 1 as if you're going to get on the line to say something. But I don't need for you to say nothing, because I'm not going to open up the broadcast to you. By a point of contact, if you have received what I am telling you on this broadcast, press the number 1 sign on your phone. I don't know if the lady says press 1 and pound or press 1. I see there's 1 already there. As a message that you have received it, just press 1 and pound. And if you can, because you might be driving, or if you're later listening to this podcast, guess what? I know that you are receiving. I see all your phone numbers here. These phone numbers represent people. Press 1. I see 310-773s. I see 626s. They're all on here. That means you and I are right now coming into an agreement of the word of God. Hear what I'm telling you today. Because I know that you're agreeing with me. But I just wanted to see who has done it. I see you all. I see you in Jesus' name. And so with that, I'm closing this broadcast. May the Lord bless, watch, guard, and keep over you, and may the Lord's face shine upon you. I know I went over, but it was intentional, and it was worth it. May the Lord lift up his approving countenance today and give you tranquility and peace of heart in the name of Jesus. It's time for you, beloved, to take everything back. Go back in. Go back over these scriptures that's on this broadcast. If you missed the first 15, 20, 30 minutes, go back in and listen to it. And listen to it over and over again, because God, the Holy Spirit is going to reveal more to you. It's time for you to take it back and read today's Devo. I love you. God bless you. Thank you, ministry partners. And thank you, legacy partners, for making this mission possible. In Jesus' name, amen.